It's Red Light, Green Light 123 with D and Z. Here are your hosts, D and Z. Welcome everybody to Red Light, Green Light 123 with D and Z. I am Z, and here's how it goes. D and I give you our top 123 fantasy starts or green lights, and our top 123 fantasy sits for red lights in this fantasy playoff semifinal weekend. Who are your top three green lights, D?
All right, so first up, I am going with quarterback, the Denver Broncos, Bo Nix. You know, I hate Thursday games, but I love his chances against the Chargers, who just got eaten up, I think, by the Bucks. And we got two old ducks going in this game, tossing it around. We got Herbert against Nix. I like Bo Nix. Number two, that Falcons defense. Giants can't throw. They can't run. This game is in Atlanta. Atlanta needs to win this game to stay relevant. Michael Penix is starting. I think Tim Boyle is starting for the Giants, or maybe Tom Cutlets. Jesus. But it's just it's a good time to start the Falcons defense. And number three, I'm going DJ Moore, mainly because he's on my fantasy team and I need him to produce.
Naturally.
Nah, but he's playing against the Lions. Lions are missing a bunch of defensive guys. DJ has started carrying the ball out of the backfield to try to get him more touches. Go with DJ Moore. What do you got, Z?
I mean, what more can you say about this Falcons-Giants matchup, right? It was bad to begin with, and it's just getting worse. Give me Bijan Robinson against the Giants. They can't stop the run. Penix will just need to turn around and hand off the ball. Don't screw up. There's your keys to victory. Don't fuck up. Hand off to Bijan Robinson, and he'll have himself a day. Number two. I like Kyren Williams against the Jets. It's going to be cold. Stafford may have some difficulty moving the ball. Look for Kyren Williams to establish himself early, which will open up Kupp and Nacua and Stafford's favorite weapons late. And number three, I love the Vikings defense against Sam Howell and the Seahawks. That is a big time matchup. And I think that they are just going to steamroll and possibly start to wrestle that division away from the Lions. Those are our green lights. Who are your red lights, D?
All right, so first up, I mean, I've got Anthony Richardson, quarterback of the Indianapolis Colts. This is not the week to take a chance with this guy. I know he's playing the Titans defense, but the Titans front seven, get after it. I just don't trust this guy in your playoff run. Number two might be a surprising one. I'm going with Scary Terry McLaurin. That Eagle defense is no joke. This game is in Andover, but the Eagles defense are going to get after it. I wouldn't trust Terry McLaurin this weekend. And last but not least, DK Metcalf. Now, odds are is if you're in the semifinals, he's probably not on your team, but he might be on waivers. He's just been tough and unpredictable this year. The Seattle Seahawks are going to Sam Howell this weekend, and you just don't want to take that risk. What do you got, Z?
I have a couple here that may be a little controversial. I'm going to start with Patrick Mahomes. I don't know if he's going to play. So if I don't know if he's going to play, I'm not going to risk it. If I got a backup who I know is going to play and he's not, you know, he has 2 feet. Hey, let's go with it. Let's see what we can do. Until we figure out what Patrick Mahomes' injury designation is, he's a non-starter for me. Number two. I'm looking at the Niners defense against the Dolphins. It's beat to shit, man. the Niners are absolutely beat to shit. And if there was any time for the Dolphins to show any kind of life, it would be now. Now would be the time to do that. Right? Hill, Waddle, Mostert. Do it. Now would be the time for you guys to wake up. Because the Niners are a wounded animal. And then number three, I don't like the Cowboys defense against the Bucks. The Bucks just beat down the Chargers, who have had one of the top defenses in the league. And Baker picked him apart. Having Mike Evans makes a difference. They look a hell of a lot better. They look a hell of a lot better now that Baker's out there. So, beware if you are a Cowboy defense owner. Not to mention Trayvon Diggs, done for the year. So there go all your picks. So, it just does not look like a good matchup. Those are our red lights. Those are our green lights. What are yours? Hit us up. FadeRouteMail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG at FadeRoutePodcast. Drop us a line on X at FadeRouteDNZ and let us know who you're starting, who you're sitting in your fantasy playoff matchups. Time for us to run the go route again. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.